Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
India Davis.
India Davis. Okay, got it. And are you calling in regards to setting up a claim to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So I do have some questions, and some of these will be repetitive, but it won't be too bad regarding that. To start off, I want to know, have you already spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents against Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So was it you that was taking it, or was it someone around you?
It was me.
It was you. Okay, got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And how long did you take Depo Provera for?
For 3 years.
3 years straight?
Yes.
Okay. And out of one of those years, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera?
I had a lot of bleeding, more than usual, fighting between my periods.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So,
Yeah, breast tenderness, it was really bad. Headaches,
headaches too.
anxiety issues, yes.
Okay, and were you able to go to a doctor?
Bone density. Yes, I did.
Okay, and did they diagnose you with anything after you did?
Yes.
Okay, what was the diagnosis?
Meningioma tumor.
Oh, I see. And where did they find that?
They found it from the tissues from the biopsy they done.
I see. Okay. And that was located where?
My vaginal area.
The meningioma was?
Yes. I'm
Okay.
sorry. You know what? Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, no. Meningioma, the tumor was in my brain. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Got it. So I'll mark that off here. And do you remember when that diagnosis was?
It was 2016, about August 14th, 2016.
August 14th, 2016. Okay, and that's when the diagnosis was, and that's when they diagnosed you with the meningioma. And you went in due to the symptoms that you were dealing with. Okay, got it. Well, sorry to hear
Correct.
that you did have that diagnosis. You said that before you got diagnosed, it was a lot of headaches and such. Were you dealing with any impairment of your vision or hearing?
No,
No.
just headaches.
Just headaches mainly. And did you go to the emergency room to get diagnosed, or was it just like with your primary doctor?
It was with my doctor
Okay, I was
at
with your doctor.
Harper Hospital.
You said at Harper Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And
That's
what
where I
state
was
is that
diagnosed.
located?
That is in Detroit, Michigan. I can look it up to get the address.
I actually do have it. It's John R. Street. It should be off John R. Street, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have that
Yes.
correct then. And what is your date of birth?
April 21st, 1992.
1992. Okay. Got it. April 21st,
Correct.
1992. Okay. And
Yes.
with Depo Provera, did you have family members that also took it or friends? And they had similar injuries because of it?
No,
Okay.
I haven't heard of anyone telling me about the same
Got it.
things I went through. No.
Okay. And were you taking the pill or the shot?
I was taking the shot.
The shot. Okay. And that was the name brand injectable contraceptive, Depo Provera, correct?
The brand name, it was Pfizer.
Oh, right. So
Injectable
Pfizer is the maker.
contraceptive.
Okay. And that was Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And I do have to just be specific about it. Did your doctor ever let you know if you're using a sub or generic version of it?
No.
Okay. Got it. And you said you used it for about 3 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. So out of those 3 years, the first year, do you remember what the first year was that you started taking the shots?
It was 2012. Around April, I say April 23rd.
In 2012?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So you took them up until 2015?
Correct.
Okay. And then it was in 2016 that you got diagnosed with this meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And in 2015, what was the reason for you stopping?
Due to the side effects, really.
Right, right.
You know, those headaches became unbearable.
And not only that, you also said bleeding, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bleeding longer than I would for my cycle.
That's one of the worst symptoms that it has. I've heard that a lot of women would lose so much iron because of it, and they'd have to take supplements and such. Just to,
yeah,
you know, counteract the bleeding. But okay. And within one of those years, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
I got a shot once every 3 months.
Okay. In 1 year, correct?
Yeah, with that. Yes, correct.
Okay. Got it. I'll go ahead and mark that off here. Okay, and now on to some questions about yourself. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And what is your current marital status?
Single, never married.
Single, never married. Okay. And your first name, is that spelled I-N-D-I-A?
Yes.
Okay. And last name is Davis, so that's D-A-V-I-S.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And what is your social?
384-13-3616.
Okay, I'm going to repeat this back to you. 384-13-3616.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And now I have your primary contact email here. Is that davisindia380@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Okay. And I have your phone number as well. I'm going to repeat this back to you. That's 313-544-0683.
Correct.
Got it. And this is your mobile phone, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And is this usually a good time for you? Do you work in the mornings or afternoons?
Yes, this is usually a good time.
Okay. Got it. I'll mark that off here. And what is your current address?
3566 Cass Avenue, apartment 201.
Did you say South Avenue?
No, Cass, C-A-S-S.
Cass Avenue, okay. Detroit, Michigan, mm-hmm. Got it. And zip code 48201?
Yes.
Okay.
And apartment 201.
Okay, apartment 201, got it. Okay, and going back to when you were taking the Depo Provera shots, was it a doctor that would give them to you, or was it medical staff?
Yes, the doctor that diagnosed me with meningioma.
Oh, it was the doctor that diagnosed you. Okay, so that's the same doctor
yes.
that administered the shots.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so, and you said you took it for about 3 years, so that's about 12 shots if it's 4 shots per year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it was a total of 12 shots in
okay.
3 years.
Got it. And what was the doctor's name that you were seeing?
Dr. Jay Berman.
Jay Berman?
Jay Berman.
Oh, Berman. Berman.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So Dr. Jay Berman. And the name of the facility, was that Harper University Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And this is also where you took the shots, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. I'm assuming this is your local hospital that you live near, right?
Correct. Yes, it is.
Got it. So you go there for mostly everything. Okay. Got it. And the prescribing doctor, that's also Jay Berman, correct?
Yes, Dr. Jay Berman, he prescribed the shot.
Okay.
But the doctor that diagnosed me with meningioma is Dr. David Gaston.
Dr. David Gaston?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. David Gaston, and he's also located at Harper University.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Got it. And how did he do for you? Did he do well for you after, did you go through treatment with him as well?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
He did really good.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Okay. And did he originally find the diagnosis through an MRI CT scan as well as a biopsy? I believe that's what she said.
Yes, I had a biopsy done.
Okay, got it. So you had the biopsy done, and how did treatment go? What did your treatment consist of?
I had biopsy done, and there was other tests done as well, if you'd like me to let you know.
Yeah, please.
Yep, I had a physical examination, a neurological examination, a brain MRI. They did blood tests, a urine test, yep, and
a urine test as well. So they went through every form of a possible test to make sure that this was the correct diagnosis. Okay.
Correct.
Got it. And what type of treatment did you go through?
I had brain surgery. I was observed a couple of days under the doctor's supervision.
Uh-huh.
And I had radiation therapy.
And radiation as well. Okay, so they did the surgery. They monitored how you did afterwards. And then they followed up with radiation to make sure it didn't come back.
Yes, I have 4 sessions of radiation.
Oh, wow. I see. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay now. Some days, you know, my legs, I can't really move them.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So there's some days are off days, but for the most part, all those symptoms that you were dealing with in the past went away?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. And I'm glad they guided you through the process. Okay. Now, I do have a random question here. It is a bit random, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis in your life?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's good to hear. And just going to mark down the treatment as well here. So that's brain surgery. And then they followed that up with active monitoring, followed up by radiation.
Correct.
Okay. And the same doctor helped you through this, David Gaston? David Gaston, sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I have that down here. Okay, now, have you ever had a family history of these meningiomas or brain tumors in general?
No.
Okay, so you're the only one of your family to have gotten it.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
I see. And if you can remember, when was your brain surgery? So if you were diagnosed on August 14th, how soon after that did you have the surgery?
This was a few days after, so August 16th.
Oh, so they went straight to it after they found it?
Yes, they did.
Okay, got it. And do you still have the medical records showing your meningioma diagnosis, or did you leave them with the hospital?
No, I didn't have them, but my house caught on fire.
Oh, really?
Prior to me moving in my apartment, yes. And I lost all those documents.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, would you be able to call the hospital and receive them again?
I did call them and ask, and they were asking for money that I don't have.
I see. Okay. But they do exist, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Oh, just to let you know, you can let the law firm pull those medical records. So that's mainly one of the reasons we're going to send some documents over, and those are going to be medical release forms. So if it's okay with you, mm-hmm. the law firm can pull them from the hospital, and so that shouldn't be any charge to you, of course. So that would just be the law firm getting that information. So that's entirely if you're comfortable with it or not, of course. You could always get them yourself. But do you also have...
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I get permission.
Okay, good. And do you also have access to, like, email, or do you have access to a postal office?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you also have access to your MyChart login?
I probably could get the information. I haven't
okay.
went into any MyChart or anything.
That's okay. It's not necessary. Now, my last question is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact. So that's if we're unable to contact you, someone that you trust to continue your claim.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you live with them or do they live separate?
Yes, I live with them.
Okay. And the phone number?
313-523.
Okay.
7145.
Correct. Okay. And who is this person to you?
This is my cousin.
Oh, cousin. Okay. And first name?
Elaine.
Elaine. Okay. Got it. And last name?
Yes, Elaine. Alexander.
Alexander. Okay. Got it. And do you by any chance know Elaine's email? It's okay if you don't.
No, not off here.
No problem. I'll mark that off here. And are you able to provide a large eligible signature once I send these documents over to you?
Yes. Would I be able to do it from my phone?
Yes, you will be able to. I'll make sure. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay. So... Now, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the law firm is working on your claim, they're going to be reaching out to you a lot to finalize it. So I'll most likely be calling you within the next couple of hours or so, once your file passes our quality assurance team, to transfer you over to the attorney directly, introduce you to them as well. Now, they may go over some of the same questions that we've already discussed, but they're just going to verify that information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so they may also need you to sign additional forms on their end, like that medical release information I was talking about, so they can collect records mm-hmm. from the hospital to strengthen your claim. Now, if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible, and that's how you keep the claim moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these steps are standard practice, so we just want to make sure you're fully prepared, and if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, a day or two, I'll give you their number and such so you can follow up with them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any questions?
No, I do not. Not at the moment.
Okay. Regardless, I'll also give you my number. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call or text. Now, I am going to be sending these documents over. Just keep an eye out here on your phone. They should pop up any second.
Okay.
Yeah, so what should be sent over is the DocuSign. So this is how you have the virtual signature. Now, once you receive that, the first thing it's going to ask for is consent to text messages. So that's going to update you with text messages over time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that should be sent over. Let me know if it is.
Okay, yes, I received something.
And that should be sent from Brandon Sharp, so that's my full name.
Okay. Okay, so I'll review the document.
Yes. And once you get to that signature, like how you'd normally write your signature, just do it about 2 times bigger.
Okay. Okay, so I finished the sign.
Okay, and let me make sure that that came through on my end here, which it did. I'm going to take a look at your signature here, and that looks good to me. Yeah, that should be perfect. Okay, so like I said, you're going to be expecting a call within today or tomorrow here. They're going to verify your information, and you're all set with the claim after that. This will be the longest call you've had regarding it, so don't expect to have any more calls, you know, over 20 minutes here. I appreciate your patience, by the way.
No problem. Thank you.
Of course. No problem. And are you able to take down a phone number here?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So 949-274- mm-hmm. 8638. And
okay.
That's my number. So that's for Brandon Sharp. Now, that's going to be the number. If you have any questions, if you don't get a call, or if you just want to follow up, give me a text or call, and I'm available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
Yes, and I'm also going to give you the attorney's information here. So if you do need to, if you don't receive a call, you can also reach out to them. Let me know when you're ready for that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so this is for Ben Martin, which is the law firm's name. And the number is 214-231-9824.
Okay.
Okay, and you're all set there, so you have their information. Now, if you need any other information or anything else, feel free to give me a text or call, and you're set from here.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.